Who says this? Okay, let's begin. Okay, so we were talking last time about the Shvarim Trua. But the Shvarim Trua is Meshima Achas Vashtei Neshimos. And we said that the Machlok is between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban says it has to be a Neshima Achas because it's one call. Shvarim Trua is connected to Trua Shabbatayra. And the Rabbeinu Tam says no. Since when people cry, they have the long sighs like the Shvarim and the short sighs like the Trua, and they take a breath in between, so that's the way you should blow as well. So there's an interesting Gemara that's quoted in the Poskim regarding this discussion. The Gemara Chulin on Chavava Midbeis. So the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah. Kol mokum sheish tkiya ein havdala. Kol mokum sheish havdala ein tkiya. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Tkiya arve shabosos v'yomim tovim. They used to blow shofar. Lahavtil esa'amim min ha'molocha. That they would blow shofars on Friday. I remember many years ago when I was in Borough Park for Shabbos, and I was davening by Rav Bick, and it was the years that they started having the sirens go off, you know, on Erev Shabbos. So he said, "Oh, this is what you see in the Gemara, that they blew the shofar lahavtil asam mimalach." So on Friday they would have a tekiah in the community, and people would know that Shabbos is coming. When Hashmosh is talking lavdil in Kodesh L'chol. So on Friday you blow shofar, but you don't make Havdalah. Havdalah is only to be mavdil between Shabbos and Motzoi Shabbos. So whenever there's Tkiah, there's no Havdalah, and whenever there's Havdalah, there's no Tkiah. So Avish Havdalah, but Tfilah, Kodesh, etc. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kol mokum sheish tkiya ein havdala, v'chol mokum sheish havdala ein tkiya. Yontif shechal yos be'erv Shabbos. So what happens when Yontif falls on Erev Shabbos? So what are they? Tokin v'lo mavdilin. So then they blow shofar, because they have to tell the people that Rashi says, you're not allowed to do ochel nefesh anymore. So even though Friday was Yom Tov and it's also the Malacha, but it's not the same Isser as Shabbos. So they would still blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out, when Yom Tov falls out on Friday. And the Motzoi Shabbos, Mavdilin v'lo Tokin. But if Yom Tov falls out on Motzoi Shabbos, so then you make Havdalah and you're not Tokeya. So that's the... So Havdalah usually you make an Erev Shabbos, and this you make a Motzei Shabbos. So we're talking here, the Gemara and Chulin, about... On Shabbos, on Friday, they used to be tokei shofar, so people should know to stop doing malacha. So the Gemara says, Gemara, hechi tokei. Beginning of the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda, tokei umaria mitochat kia. So he says, you tokei and then you blow a trua. So says Rashi, Hechi tokei b'yontif sheb'erev Shabbos k'shu tokei l'havdil min kodesh l'chol v'yishinu mishar arvei sebosos she'en kedusha nechneses chamur mikdusha diyotzes kol kach. In other words, he says, in other words, when they blew on a regular Friday, they blew the shofar regular. But when Yontif was on Erev Shabbos, so then it was a different tkiah, to show that this is different than just a regular Friday from Shabbos. This is Yom Tov from Shabbos. So then they do a Tekiya and a Trua. A Tekiya and a Trua. Tokeya Umaria Mitocha Tekiya. Rav Asi Omar Tokeya Umaria Bineshima Achas. And Rav Asi says they did it Bineshima Achas. Meaning the first Shita says they weren't mafsik at all. Tokeya Umaria Mitocha Tekiya. That's the first opinion. Tokeya Umaria Mitocha. Rav Asi says Tokeya Umaria Bineshima Achas means you are mafsik, but a little bit. That's what we saw last week, that the Chazanish held that Neshima Achas means that you can't be mafsik at all. When we say Shvarim Trua, but Neshima Achas means you can't be mafsik at all. Shtei Neshimos, the Chazanish held, you mafsik a little bit. But if you actually take a neshima, then you're not yotzei l'kulei alma. That was the Chazanish Shita. Yeah. So in the Brisker Rav, Rav Harfenitz quotes the Brisker Rav, Rav Schulzinger quotes in the Sefer, that the Brisker Rav and Rav Harfenitz quotes it, says that no, you should take a neshima. Shtei neshimas means you take a neshima between the Shvarim and the Trua. And the Chazanish held, if you take a neshima between the Shvarim and the Trua, you're not yotzei l'kulei alma. So they say that in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu we saw last week that they blew generally for the stipler like the Chazanish, that they, but the Shvarim Trua when it was Neshima Achas they weren't mafsik at all. Yeah. So here it says, so again. So we're talking about what happens when you blow shofar on Friday when it was Yontif. So normal Friday you just blow the shofar, get the tekiya. But when it was a Yontif on Friday, then they blew a tekiya and a trua. So one opinion says, Tokeya umaria mitocha tekiya. They're not mafsik at all. And the other opinion says, you mafsik a little bit, kedei neshima. Yeah. So asking Rav Asi Behutzel Shmaitze, so Rav Asi held like his Shita that Yitokeya Umaria Minashimachas. So Mesve Yotiv Shechal Yosber of Shabbos Tokin Velo Marian. Tokin Velo Marian. So what do you mean Tokin Velo Marian? We say Marian. Yeah. My love lo marin klal. So it says, no, it can't mean that, because we said before, everyone agrees you're marin, either betocha tchkiya or not. Lo, Rav Yehuda mitaris l'tame, Rav Asi mitaris l'tame. Rav Yehuda mitaris l'tame, lo marin b'fnei atzma, on betocha tchkiya. Lo marin doesn't mean that you don't take a trua, but you don't have a trua alone. You don't have a trua alone, meaning you mechaber it with the tekiya. You don't stop between the tekiya. That's what it means, tokin v'lo marin. And Rav Asi mitaritz l'tamei lo marin b'shtei neshimos el b'neshima achas. So that's... So everyone agrees that you tokeya maria. So why does it say tokin v'lo marin? Because it means lo marin alone. But you do it tzuzamen with the tekiya. And the other sheet that holds token v'lo marin means don't do it b'shtei neshimas, but do it b'neshima achas. That's this gemara. So there's a tshuva from the Mishkanos Yaakov on page 4. So the Mishkanos Yaakov has a tshuva. We saw last week, you know, there's a machlokis, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, where the shtei neshima is shima achas. Ramban says it always has shvarim trua, has always been shima achas, And the Rabbeinu Tam says b'shtei neshimus. So the Mechaber paskins for the tkiyas the miyusha of you do it b'neshima achas, and tkiyas the umud in Shmon Esrei you do shtei neshimus. And the Ramah says no. The Ramah says you always do shtei neshimus. That's the sheet of the Ramah. Always do shtei neshimus. So the Mishkan of Yaakov, when he writes a tshuva, he's going to write who he thinks is right. Should we do like the Ramban, or should we do like the Rabbeinu Tam? Should we do it b'neshima achas, or should we do it b'shtei neshimus? Din shvarm tshu im tzarech lasosim neshima achas alo. He's saying, Dovah zeh machlokis b'posim gedol yishonim, ki mevur b'rosh v'tur gam b'shulchan aruch hevi shtei deus. V'echriya mechaber lasos b'tkiyas miyushev b'neshima achas, uv'omed shtei neshimus losay sidei kulo. Right, the Mechaber says that you should do tekiyas the miyusha of minashima achas and tekiyas the mumad b'shtei neshimus. For Ramozal higiya shaminag apashat lasos beis neshimus. And the Ramo says the minig is always beis neshimus. The shita is haramo. Vinei achros haMechaber zal anias daiti tzarchi and tuva. He says he doesn't like the Mechaber shita. To split it up, that some of them you do b'shim achas, some of them you do shtei neshimus. Why? The ladas hasover the tzorach lasosim b'neshima achas tamayim mishum tertervayu chad shrua mikru. In other words, the word is that shvarim shrua is the shrua of the Torah. We're not sure, is the shrua of the Torah a shrua? Is it shvarim or is it shvarim shrua? But alatza that it's shvarim shrua, the shvarim shrua is oimed b'mkoyim the shrua of the Torah. So that's why the Ramban says it has to be what? B'neshima achas. V'ein lafsik b'em klal. V'avikum umafsik b'en tzedkia. D'psulo, l'gamri. Af shalosh shok yedei neshima. V'chein l'das ha-sovrim tzaruch la'sosu b'beiz neshima. T'mashu d'iguv yesh b'dovrim moso b'neshima achas. B'in she'elohem rosh v'sof. In other words, he thinks that each shita is bedafka. In other words, if you hold neshima achas, it has to be b'neshima achas. If you do it b'shtei neshimus, you're not yoytze. And if you hold shtei neshimus, it's dafkin shtei neshimus. Because if you do it b'neshima achas, there's no tchila to the trua, because it's muvla in the tkiya. And then he quotes the. So he says that hinei apoiskem asovim tzarech lasosim b'neshima achas lomdu zos v'maydis virle Rabbi Yehuda tarat achasi. Right, the Gemara in Sukkah on page 2 here. Take a look in the Gemara in Sukkah. This is talking about the chatzotzos in the Beis Hamikdash, right? When they blew the chatzotzos, whenever they blew the chatzotzos. So look at the bottom two lines. Zog dazoy. Keman az lahad amar Rav Kahana, ein bein tkiyah l'trua v'lo klum. That when you blow in the chatzotzos, the tkiyah, true tkiyah, you're not mafsik at all. Keman k'Rabbi Yehuda, as Rav Shechter pointed out, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's all one mitzvah. So it's v'lo klum. So the pashut pshat lo klum means you're not mafsik at all. But says Rashi, v'lo klum lo yam mafsik b'intayim el k'dei neshima. That lo klum doesn't mean you're not mafsik at all. You have to have at least what? A k'dei neshima. So therefore, that's what the poskim say, that he says, no poskim back in the Mishkan of Yaakov. Sovrim tzarch lasosim b'neshima achas lomdu zos midai the sphere later Rabbi Yehuda tarat achasi emen tkiyah l'truva lo klum farshim lo klum kapashli dafil b'neshima achas lo yafsik lomdu ha'din l'didan neshvarim trua demafsik in l'hu b'chad gam kein in l'hafsik klal. So if you learn pshat in that gemara lo klum means you're not mafsik at all. So then, shvarm trua, you're also not mafsik at all. But if lo klum means you don't take a neshima, but you're mafsik a little bit, so you don't take more than a neshima, like Rashi says, lo klum means that you're mafsik, but not more than a kedei neshima. Lo yom mafsik matayim el kedei neshima, but not more than a kedei neshima. So then, hu adinami, shvarm trua, you should be mafsik a neshima between the shvarm and the trua. So how should we paskin? Should we be mafsik or not mafsik? So he says, look at the bottom. In the Rai Barura, Divrei Rashi Zal, Bezeh Suga Mefureshe Sof Per Kami Duchulim, Yontif Shechal Yos Be'erv Shabbos. Fikomer B'gvar Hechi Tokeya, Amar, next page, Amar Yehuda, Tokeya Maria Mitoch Atkiya, Tavasi Omer Tokeya Maria Meshimachas. Umakshim Mibraisa the Omer Tokeya V'lo Maria, Meshani, Hun Mataris Latame Lo Maria Mifnei Atzim Lotoch Atkiya. Lozim Mataris Latame Lo Maria Meshnei Neshimash Meshimachas. Reil Hedya, the whole Tekiya is Hei Mufsokim Mechdei Neshima Bein Taim, Bein Atkiya Latrua. Rak Tekiya Halozu, Shebein Yontif L'Shabbos, Tzorech Lasoz Bashinui. So normally, you would make a Tekiya Latrua. But here, when it comes, Yontif calls on a Friday, you have to make a different type of Tekiya Latrua. A Heker. So you blow Tekiya and the Trua without even being mafsik one opinion. And the other opinion is, you mafsik a little bit, but not even a Kedei Neshima. To make a heker. So what do you see from here? Even though you're blowing a tekiah with a trua, the Bryce still calls it token velo marine. What do you mean token velo marine? But I am. But since you're not mafsik, then that's not called token marine. That's called token velo marine. So on Friday, when you blow the shofar before Shabbos, when Friday's yontif, token velo marine. What do you mean token velo marine? There is a trua, but since you're not mafsik between the tekiah and the trua, so that ke'ilu there's no trua, because whenever you're not mafsik, so then the trua doesn't get its own haschala. So that's why the Braisa calls it toikin. It's like one thing. So you see that if you're not mafsik, then what? Then it's not its own thing. So I'll call upon a hek shaykh and mikri token for the marim. Came to the Behuda called Kiyo true of the Krav and Dafkim and the Shima Achas. Hek called me a title of the marim. Elevade mashmer kedas Rashi. They in Shima Tzorach lahafsik, ladas kulam. So he says that, you see, if you're not going to be mafsik a kedei neshima, then that's not called marim. That's why it says when yontif is on Friday, token velo marim. But they did marim. But since they weren't mafsik between the tekiah and the trua, so it's keilu. That's called lo marim. That's called lo marim because you didn't give a aschola to the trua. So who are the nami? Whenever you don't give a haschala to something, that's ke'ilu, it didn't exist. So if you're going to do shvarim trua, and you're not going to be mafsik between the shvarim and the trua, that's ke'ilu lo marin. Just like if you blow a tekiah, and then you do a trua right away, that's called token velo marin, even though you are marin. So too, zakter, if you do a shvarim, and then a truer right away, but you're not mafsik, that's called lo marin. So therefore, vade mashke das Rashi, so that's why Rashi Shita in Sukkah is even Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's you do tekiah of the chatzos, so tekiah true, tekiah vasachas, you have to pause a little bit, not more than a kedei neshima. If you don't pause, that's ke'ilu, you didn't blow the truer. So therefore, zokt the Mishkanos Yaakov in came email gam shvarm truly didon yesh linho kain hukachros haramo. So he holds again. The Mishkanos Yaakov is very independent. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. But the only thing Rabbi Hoffman likes to point out that even though the Vilna Gaon Hell, you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that's the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Chaim Volozhin was his Talmud. The Mishkanos Yaakov has a tshuva, so Rabbi Hafen likes to point out, that you have to put on tefillin. So there he went away from the Mesorah of the Groa, and he passed in that you have to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Kegin, his Rebbe's Rebbe. Because Mishkanos Yaakov was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin was the Talmud of the Groa. So he paskins the Mishkanos Yaakov like the Ramah, that he thinks you should always. This is not the Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is not this way. Minhag Yisrael is to do. No, I'm not talking about tefillin. Minhag Yisrael about by tekiyas, by tekiyas. That tekiyas that we do some shimachas, some b'shtei neshimas. The Mechaber says the first 30, the kiyas, the miyushav, you do b'neshimachas, and the others. So he says he doesn't like. In other words, he's machria against the Ramban. In other words, Mishkanos Yaakov is not saying the two shittas. He's deciding who he likes. In the same, like the Shagas Aryeh. When Shagas Aryeh wrote a tshuva, he didn't say, okay, let's understand the Ramban, let's understand the Raivan. No, let's bring a proof from the Gemara for one of them, and the other one, Madoicha. He's not looking to be miyashir the shittas. So he says the same thing over here. He says that from the Gemara, you see that when you blow and you're not mafsik, that's called tokin velo marine. Because that's what the Gemara says. That if, why is it tokin velo marine? Ah, they were marine, but they weren't mafsik. They did it right away. So that's ke'ilu, there was no haschola to the trua. So therefore, if you blow shvarim and trua and you're not mafsik, thus hasty, there was no haschola to the trua. It's one thing, so then the trua doesn't exist with the atzma, so he holds that what? That you should blow everything pishtei neshimas. That's the psak of the Mishkanos Yaakov. And there was one other gadol that was very big into the psak of the Ramah. And he brings the same rise, other rise, is the Avnei Nezer. Let me show you this Avnei Nezer. Yeah, he by the Shvarim Trua. So he says, there's a whole arichas here, it's a gaonis here. But let me show you. He says, here, take a look on page 9 for a second. He says the same raya like the Mishkanos Yaakov. Because the Gemara says, if you're tokeya and you're not mafsik, that's called tokim velo marim. So if you make a shvarim and you're not. Yeah. So look on page 9. Sov divrei dvar ha-yushalmi, v'shas dechulin, you see? He says, on page 9, the first arrow. He says, who am I to be machria? That the words of the Ramah are richtig, emistic. Umoisha emes v'saraso emes. Because Ramah is Ramosha Isilis. Ramosha emes v'saraso emes. That's what he said back in the Ramah. Moisha emes v'saraso emes. Oh, so he says an unbelievable thing against the whole oilam. So we don't follow this. We do shimachas in the beginning, shteim shimas in the end. He says, fakert. If you want to do both, do shtei neshimas first, and then the shimachas. Why? Because you're making the bracha right away. So it shouldn't be a bracha levatum, because he holds much more for the shtei neshimas. So if you want to do both, to be yotzei kol hadeis, do the miyusha b'shtei neshimas, and the mu'umad b'neshimachas. Because you know when you make a bracha, if you hold that neshimachas is no good, because that's called tokim v'lo marian. And so therefore it'll be a bracha of atala. So at least do the one, because he's more sure about the shtei neshima. So that's what he writes. Umisha wrote a lot, says he, they are umrim and shima achas yasakein betkias the mu'umad. In other words, if you want to do the Ramban Shita, do that by the mu'umad, the neshima achas. She yeah, bracha lot kias. The shtei neshima is lo yechashash bracha levatola. But there's not the minagoylam. No one does this. I mean, if you wanted to do like the Ramah, Ramah says you do everything. That's what the Mishkanos Yaakov says. He says we shouldn't be doing like the Mechaber, we should do everything. So Minig Yisrael is we do Neshima Achas in the beginning and Shtei Neshimas at the end. But the Mishkanos Yaakov says from that Gemara, Zokter, you should do Neshima, you should do Shtei Neshimas. Because when you see from that Gemara, if you do Neshima Achas and you don't pause, that's called Tokim Velo Marim. So therefore, that's called doing a shvarim on the truah, even though you do the truah. Because if there's no haschala, then there's no truah. That's what he says. Oh, so let me show you now a fascinating discussion here. In page 10, Sefer Mogen Avos. Mogen Avos is a Sefer Minhagim from the Meiri, and basically, he tries to defend the old Minhagim, that the Talmidim of the Ramban came and they said, oh, this Minhag is no good and this Minhag is no good. And the Miri says, no, this was the old Minhag and we have to keep the old Minhagim. Right? So he says here, take a look on page 12. Ha'Miri, so this is the Miri's talk. She'anu nogim lahafsik neshima ben shever l'shever u ben shvarim l'trua. Because not only that, the Miri said we were mafsik between each shever. That l'chor no one said. In other words, even this whole machlokis between shvarim trua is only between the shvarim and the trua. But the shvarim alone, you don't take a neshima between the. So Miri said that our minig was we were mafsik neshima ben shever l'shever and ben shvarim l'trua. V'hei mochim bedover, and the Talmidei Ramban, what? Protested. Maskikim liyos shvarim shebetashrat. Oh, that's something else. So look what he writes here. Mina kodum etzleinu gamke b'chol arotzus eilu mimei harabonim egdolim shetokim tashrat tkiya shvarm trua tkiya anu mafsik mafsikim hefsik neshima ben shevel shever. That we never saw before. Not only the mafsik, the Miri said his minig was to be mafsik between the shvarim and the trua, even between each shever they were mafsik. V'chein bein hashvarim l'trua, el she'ena mafsikim bein b'shehia. In other words, we don't. El she'ena mafsikim beinem b'shehia. In other words, we'll see what he means by that. Ukshabo heina osam talmidim sheiskarnu. So when the Talmidei HaRamban came, Heru Atzmam Kimatmim Al Minhagenu, they said, what are you doing? Loma Shashram Shamsham Vashram Shabtu Shabakashrak Kamkin Ruim Luz Kulam Minashim Achas. Vishiashti Imrahim. Look what he says. This line, you'll get Hanar from this line. The Ramiri says, I spoke to these Talmidim. Lomar. This is the Aseres B'nei Haman that you have to do it B'nishim Achas? V'chi Aseres B'nei Haman Hain? V'chazru 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 shekach ha-minag b'chol eretz katolanya al pi harav Ramosha b'ram Nachman v'chol eretz sarfas al pi chachmei ha-toysas. He says, the Rebbe is the Ramban, and this is our Rebbe. And that Rebbe said, you're not supposed to be mafsik. So Yeah, so it is like Aseres Bnei Haman. So he's saying that they would mafsig with a neshima, they wouldn't pause, but they would take a neshima. In other words, not an mafsik and hefsig neshima. They wouldn't just wait, but they would take a neshima. So this was an old one. But the chiddush of the Meiri is that in his community, they also pause between Meneu Bey and the Shvarim, which is that no one says that. Either no one in the poskim today in the Shulchan Aruch say that. That we would say is possible, kuli alma, because the shvarim is one kol, so you can't be. The only thing is between the shvarim to the trua whether you should be mafsik or not. And the mechaber makes a pshara that by the miyushav to neshima achas like the Ramban and like the Mu'um, it's shtei neshimas like Rabbeinu Tam.
But what does it mean they would wait between the shvarim? How long would they wait? They would take a breath. But then the tefillah has to be very long, right?
Okay. Oh. So now let me show you. We have a little more time. But we said last week that the Chazon Ish has a big chiddush that shtei neshimas means only to pause. But if you take a breath, That's worse than shtei neshimas, and then you're not even yotze. So the people of Makpid, the Shitas Chazon Ish, that the shtei neshimas means, the neshima achas means not to pause at all, and shtei neshimas means to pause but not to take a breath. But if you take a breath, that's not good l'chulei alma. And they say 1 year he was tameya on the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah held that neshima achas means you don't take a breath, and shtei neshimas is you take a breath. The Chazon Ish, you take a breath, that's garua. That makes it possible l'kuli alma. Oh, so now let me show you something, an interesting idea about tshuva. Pasuk in Tehillim. On page 18. Shnei Dazoi. Ashrei ha'om yodei serua. Hashem bor panechi halechu. So says the Medrash, page 19. Amar Rav Yoshia. Siva ashrei ha'om yodei trua. V'chei ein umas olam yodim? Laria? I mean, Ashrei Am Yodei Srua. They can also blow it. What's? We could blow, they can't blow? Kama Kronos Yeshlehem. Kama Bukinis Yeshlehem. They have all these, animals and all these horns. Why can't they blow too? So what does it mean, Ashrei Am Yodei Srua? Page 20. Ela shehei makirim lefatos as borim betrua. So Klal Yisrael know how with the trua to appease the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vu omid mikisei hadin lekisei rachamim. And that they can't too off. They can't too off that. So the shayla is, why not? What's our kiyus that we have that they don't have? So I want to tell you, say over a beautiful vort from the Heintike Satmar, from Rav Aaron Teitelbaum. It says a beautiful vort. I'll say over like this. It's in the, yeah. Shtei Dazoi. Look, first of all, page 23. In the Sefer Asara Mamoros. The Sefer Asara Mamoros is Ramami Panu, the famous Mekubal Rav Menachem Azariah Mipanu. So he says, "V'arba amudah nechlolim misur mira." Perishu rachatzu azivas hachet by Yeshaya. It says, "Rachatzu hizaku hasir roma lechem migregenai lechidlu hareya." So says the Rama Mipanu. Rachatzu is azivas hachet. Hizaku is harata. Hasir vidui shal yidei kein haketeinu or mistalek. Mineged umode beknas potter. He says the vidoy. You know what vidoy is like? It's mode beknas potter. Then mode beknas potter. Now there's a very interesting vort. I heard it once from Rav Shechter, but I'll show you it inside. Rav Nevinson quotes it in his sefer. This vort. Take a look. There is vidoy, when we say ashamnu baganu, it says boinde beknas, says the Rama Mipanu. And moide beknas is potter. Oh, so look in the Gemara in Meruba on page 21. Above a kama in Hayam et Aleph. Itmar. Moide beknas vachakach bo edim. Was what if a moide beknas? In other words, person stole, so he's chayiv to pay kefal. There's a knas, so he's moide that he did it. So moide beknas, he's potter from the kefal. But what if achakach bo edim? Edim came afterwards. Rav Amar potter, Ushmuel Omer chayiv. So Rav says potter. Once you're moide. Even though Edim came afterwards, so we don't need your Hodah, because they're Edim now. No, once you're Moida, Potter. Ushmuel says no, because if you're Moida, but then Edim come afterwards, so we don't need your Hodah, we have Edim. So your Hodah is a garnished, and therefore, you're Chayiv. Oh. Yeah, even though B'Shas Hodah, Nishkeven, they Edim. So they say over. It comes from Friedrich's farm. This vort. I heard from Rav Shechter. We've seen Rav Nevinson Sefer. When we say in the Slichas, "V'salachta la'avoneinu ki ravu," meaning we're being moida. We did the averus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring edim against us. So we say to Ribono Shalom, "Salachta la'avoneinu ki ravu." The halach is like Rav. That moide beknas, v'chakach bo edim, is potter. So even though you're going to bring edim against me, but I was moide. And moide beknas, v'chakach bo edim. And so he says over, here, on Derech HaMelitza, Rav Nevinson, on page 25 at the bottom. Hakach omru b'melitza, the pasuk, oy mi yechia misumo kel. Says, Mi yuchal yichyos im tiyeh halacha kishmuel. Mi yichya misumo kel, at the bottom of 25. Going, in other words, who could live if the halacha would be like Shmuel? Because the halacha Shmuel mode beknas v'chakach bo edim is what? Is chayif. So who can live? Because we're going to do tshuva, we're going to do vidoy, but Hashem knows he has edim against us. Mi yichya misumo kel. Shal yitrisato ein hoda v'avidoy v'chatoi. As Rav Nevinson quotes in the Sefer, Achein v'salachti lavoni ki ravhu Baruch Hashem shalochi hi ki rav v'gamim ya'idu ha-mekadjukim negdi atas tislach vori begin hodo v'avidoi shali shekodmu le'idusam. Oh, so says Rav Aaron Teitelbaum, he says, what's the idea? Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. Right? Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. So the Medrash asks, Yochim umos oilum they don't have? Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. So what's the taich? So he says a beautiful thing. Look, beautiful thing. What? Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. So the Medrash says, Yochim umos oilum einam yodim trua. So the Medrash says, well, we know how to cause Hashem to bring rachamim. So what's the pshat? So look on page 28. Efsher, the paragraph of Efsher. The Efsher lomar al bima shekosav haramam ipanu. So he quotes the Ramam ipanu. Basar marorski mitamze moel tshuva vavidu lechaper chay mikoch mode beknas v'chachar bo edim de poter. The kevin shadam mode was vada alvono afal shachachar bo edim loyd al chay dareiku poter. Oh, omnam zokter. Midin modi b'knas tzorch shei b'mochem bezdin. Whereas modi b'knas potter means when you come in front of bezdin and you modi b'knas. If you modi chutz le bezdin, that's not called modi b'knas. Uvnei baldin, uvlav hachelo mahani odosu. Vinei omru chazal, this is a beautiful drush. Kol odom sheyesh bo gassas haruach. Amar hakadosh baruch hu, ein ani v'hu yecholim lodur b'olam. You have gasus ruach, you're a bal gaiva. The Shekhinah is not going to come down. So when you're saying vidui, it's not b'fnei bezdin, because it's not in front of the Shekhinah. Because so Ashrei ha'am yodei truah means that Klal Yisrael, when they blow the shofar, they have achnoah. They have achnoah klapei the Ribono Shel Olam. So then there's ashros ha'Shekhinah. So then when they say vidui, it's a vidui b'fnei bezdin. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaber. The Goyim, they blow shofar. So it's a nice thing. But it doesn't bring hachnoah. So there's no shechina. So there's no more b'knas. Dost meint Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. That Klal Yisrael knows how to be machnia themselves because of the trua. Hazoi zokter. So that's what he says. Hinei omru chazal kol odom sheyesh bo gas haruach omru HaKadosh Baruch Hu einin livuhu yicholim lodur ba'olam. Hinkein umos ha'olam sheim gasei haruach v'lov shim geyus einam b'mechitzosim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'einam b'fnei bezdin zokter v'ar title now u'b'fnei valdin v'lo yoril hem truvosim v'uma zeh chavivim Yisrael sheyodim lefatos esborom b'trua. But what does that mean? Hanase mishivri koilos. Because shvarim trua is all types that we discussed, nishim achas, shnei nishimas. But the upshot is that the person has hachnoah. He's crying. He wants to change. He has hachnoah. It's not just he's listening to a musical rendition, trumpets and blah, blah, blah. V'haynu ki libam nishmar b'kirbam. V'hakadosh baruch hu shochein es daka. Probably b'fnei bezdin, u'fnei baldin, u'mahani tshuvosan midin bo d'b'knas d'potter. He says, u'v'zeh yesh l'farsh mamar medrash b'chodesh ha'shvi. And then he goes on to say, but that's the upshot in Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. That Klal Yisrael is yodei trua. And they have the hachnoah, and that's the we say in the Tehillim Tiku b'chodesh shofar makeselim rogenu. So what's the pshat? The chodesh is machaser. The moon is hidden. So in the Sefer Zichron Yaakov Yehuda from Dinov, the last page, he says the hinei kol dovish ba'olam term yalla v'yagia le'ezem madrega sricha lovo el shiflus gadol u'mamish l'b'chinas ayin. Right? In other words, when you plant the seed in the ground, right? So first, the seed erodes. It becomes ayin ve'efes. It opens up and it's bottled the karka. And then grows a whole natia. So if there's no shiflus, in other words, there's no hachnoah, so then there's nothing that's going to come. There's no new haschala. Because new haschala always has to start with... He says, "Kemosha on the roam, kol siya chasod, the term yitzmach, v'yomer al pnei akarka, hazriya shabarz nirka, v'nifsad gamma, yachay nishar mimenu shuma moshes, v'zeh koru ha-mechkor, ha-eder kodim la-havaya. Chay kosov anachtu b'nei Yisrael, agdei k'ni yaseinu, v'shifloseinu, b'libeinu, ha-shanu bonim, l'mchina ayin, niskel armos karneinu, v'ker mishicheinu b'meira. V'zeh sh'omar chazal, eizo chag, sh'arech miskasebo." What's the chag that that it's hidden, the moon is hidden. Zerosh Hashanah, ki b'chagah zeh anu boim l'chinah. It's not only the idea that the it's hidden, but it's a din of ayin. It's a din of hachnoah. It's a din that we're machnia ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Malchus is all about. That he's the Melech. That we're his servants. He's the Melech. And then we're machnia ourselves klabei the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'b'mchinas ayin ki bevadai leiv kol echad Yisrael yechla belkirbo. V'yezim imkoma el yomim min arayim kamo shashamati shanu omer rashon hayom haras olam. That every year it's a new hischadshus. But whenever there's a new hischadshus, you start off with bittul. You have to start like when you plant a seed. The seed becomes ayin ve'efes, and then it sprouts up. So that bittul is okiyumah, right? Bittul is okiyumah. We mevatel ourselves, klapei the ribbono shel olam, and then that's the new. The new Havaya. Someone said, let me wish everyone a good yor, a ksiv v'chasim toiva, a good gemen shor, this year should be a year, you know, atem nitzavim hayoim. This is a state in the Zohar, whenever it says hayoim, that's Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. So b'schus hatzibur, it's everyone to tzuzamin, rasheichem, shifteichem, zikneichem, kol shiftei Yisrael. There's always, and we should daven for good health, we should be able to steig in Torah. You know, one of the sfarim I just saw today says a new pshat. Ma hafti sarasecha, kol hayom hisichosi. So I saw in a sefer today, the Bina Le'itim, but not the one from Azariah Figo, Rav Azariah, a different one. He says that a real Ben Torah, he has so many things to daven, but Kol Hayoim means on Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Kol Hayoim is Mispalel for that he should have Havana in Torah. Mahafti Sorasecha, he can daven for so many things, but Mahafti Sorasecha, I love Torah, that I spend the whole day in Rosh Hashanah, that my Iker Tefillah should be on Hayoim. Hisichosi is to be able to learn Torah, to be able to understand Torah, to be able to mekayim Torah, and we should be able to have good health, and we should learn Sezamin together for many years to come. Tov simcha mitom chbrius, and lanu l'chol beis Yisrael, and have a ksiva v'chasim atoiva, and the tkiya, the shvarim, the trua, the tkiya should be oila l'rotzon lefnei melech malchei melochim hakadosh baruch hu, a ksiva v'chasim atoiva. Tefillah, right. Okay.